Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, G. Wright, and you are tuned in to the Heart of Love radio show, where I hope that you guys can sit back and relax and listen to some good music and some good conversation. If you are here, one of the things you already know is this. If you are here with us on Tuesday, we're talking about this week's topic, which is how do you feel about, we'll say, multicultural worship, and has it changed our worship service? You know, there's so many people who have spoken with me about, we talk about music and things like that. So it just seemed like that was a proper subject to have on the show. But I want you guys to sit back and relax. So we're going to talk about that some more. Like I said, one of the things I'm going to do right now, we're going to start off with one of my favorite artists today. That's B.B. Winans. And if you know G. Wright, you know G. Wright loves the Winans. You know, the number here is 646-595-4311, and this is one of my favorite songs, Celebrate Life. This is his live medley.
If you don't mind, I would like to go down memory lane, and it's just a short memory because I'm still young. Go down memory lane with me. Yeah, come on. If you know it, sing it with me. If you can't sing, hush. Hey, don't you wanna go? Yeah. You know, I like to think about it like this. My mother had spare children. Tonight, teacher couldn't be here. But my baby sister Debbie joined me. Please welcome my baby sister, Miss Deborah Winans Love. Come on. Sing now that it's over. There's no more use for guns and war. Said it cost me a lifetime just to gain this life's reward.
Can you imagine?
but I know I'll make it all. I don't know when, but he said he'll bring me through. Not yet there, but I can see my destination. Earnest prayer is to be right there with you. Oh, and in the meantime, say, I'll keep on loving. Meantime, oh yeah, gonna keep on loving you. Certain job that I must do won't be long till that day of celebration. Sing my song, song of joy when I'm with you.
Why? 'Cause I'm lost without you.
Cannot give you, but this love came all the way from up above for you and I. The wonderful thing about this love, there's some fringe benefits that come along with this love. Can I share with you those fringe benefits? Will it be okay? That's what he promised. He promised, he said, that he'll hold me in the midnight hour.
Hold you in the midnight hour.
That's what he said.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. He said it gets hard. He said, call on me and I'll give you power.
Call on me and I'll give you power.
He said, call on him and he'll give you power.
Call on him,
so I took him at his word, y'all.
Power.
I called on him.
Call on
in the midnight hour.
In the midnight hour.
And I called on him.
Call on
in the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
I called him early in the morning.
Early.
I said early in the morning,
early in the morning,
and in the midnight hour,
in the midnight hour,
and in the afternoon,
in the afternoon,
I called him. I said, Jesus,
Jesus,
I need you.
I need you.
I told him, Jesus. The midnight hour.
Midnight hour.
Have you ever been in the midnight?
Midnight
hour. I said, have you ever been in the midnight?
Midnight hour.
You get worried in the midnight.
Midnight hour.
You feel alone in the
midnight.
But I got something to tell you.
Midnight
God
hour.
Promised to be there in the
midnight hour.
He'll never leave you in.
Midnight hour.
Said he'll hold you in.
Midnight hour.
He'll protect you from.
Midnight
hey, is that what he told you?
That's what he said.
Hey,
that's what he said.
I'll never leave.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
I'll never leave.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
I'll never leave.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. Through the storm.
That's what he said.
And the rain.
That's what he said.
Through the sickness.
That's what he said.
And the pain.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
That's what he told you.
That's what he told me.
Then I'll never leave you alone.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
remember this, that he'll hold you in the midnight hour.
Hold you in the midnight hour.
And he'll rock you through the stormy weather.
Rock you through the stormy
weather. He said, rock you through the stormy weather.
Rock you through the stormy weather.
He said, rock you through the stormy weather.
Rock you
is that what he told you?
I hope you guys are enjoying that.
With Deborah Wine and Love. Yeah. I didn't say it, he said it. And if he said it, it settles it. Yeah.
Hope you guys have enjoyed that. That was B.B. Winans live medley that he did with his sister Debbie Winans Lowe, because CC couldn't be there. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I'm your host, G. Wright. This week's topic is, how do you feel about multicultural worship, and do you think it's changed the worship service, our worship service? But, you know, I did say that I had a special guest. And I believe that special guest is right here around the corner. Welcome none other than capital T, capital A, capital Z. T-A-Z.
What's up, man?
Not much, man. What's going on?
Not much, man. Doing my... You know, I got a show tonight, but I'm doing my connections for everybody next week on next week's show. I got two special guests that I got to interview. A group that's on America's Got Most Talent, you know, on that TV show.
Yeah.
I'm going to interview a group that's in the finals. They're going to the Vegas part of the competition next week.
Now, first of all, tell the audience... the name of your show.
Oh, it's ATAZP Live on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/ATAZP, as in Paul. And
okay.
I also got Ebony Eyes, who's a national artist around the country, done stuff with Nelly, P. Diddy, a lot of people around the country. She's going to be on the show as well.
You know, I tell you, you have the opportunity of, I mean, you get in touch with so many people, and you definitely doing your things.
Yeah, I network with a lot of folks. I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to get the Bible Believers Mass Choir. I got to talk to the pastor of that church. Man, hey, once you hear this song, it's so bad. I don't know if I can. Can I email it to you real quick and you play it? I don't know.
Yeah, I'll see if I can do that.
I know you would have to download it on Blog Talk. Don't even worry about it. Do it for the next show.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. But hey, I tell you that my friend Spicy Rye, she's from MySpace. She told me to tell you hello.
I'll tell her I said what's up. Oh, what's her name again?
Spicy Rye. SPICYRIE on MySpace.
RIE. Okay. I'll check it out when you're playing some. I like what you played just a minute ago, too.
Oh.
And yes,
oh.
We do worship different in multi. I had to get the question. It just hit me right now. Yes, we do worship differently, I think. Now, to be honest with you, it's still the same purpose.
Right.
But the way that we do go about it is different. You know what I'm saying? The purpose ain't different at all. I mean, shoot, you could be out there with a Chinaman in the freezing cold, and y'all both going to be praying to God, can we get some fire down? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
The way you do it and go about it is different, but the purpose is still the same.
Okay. Nothing that's definitely the thing about it, because you know how it is when you go to church, and I was just thinking about it, you know, it's, you know, you hear the toes stomping, you know, clapping music and the toes snapping, you know, the finger snapping, toes stomping music, and you just want to move and go side to side, like when we were growing up. But now what happens is when you go to some churches, you know, we've moved more, we're incorporating praise and worship, you know, the slower ones and just focusing, you know, of course it's all about giving God the glory. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I just wonder with everything is mixing, we're all mixing, which eventually is going to happen, because in heaven you're going to have all different nationalities. But what happens when, I guess it's just something when you think about it. I don't know if people think about it that much, but, you know, it is something to think about. You know, has it affected our worship service? I'll say in a positive way, we learned, you know, we all love God, and some people have different ways of worshiping. People who like a lot of singing might go to a church where they do a lot more singing. Some people might, they want to hear more classical music. They go to a church that has that.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, like I said, it's different ways and it's different procedures. I know all my life, of course, I've been to a black church. So, therefore, I know how we carry, and we not on time at all. I know I wanted to see football when I was younger, and the only way we got out of there, my daddy's a preacher, and he wanted to see it too. So he made sure we was on time that day, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody catch the spirit, we in there for 10 more minutes, baby.
I know.
Am I right or wrong? Somebody get happy or play a song, and that song just touched their heart where it touched the music director, and they keep going and do a remix right there, you know, when it's almost time to leave.
That's true.
You got about 20-minute remix. But, I mean, you know, and then other churches are so timely and so proficient on how their program is ran to a T. And, you know, it's just different ways, different things that we do. We got the minutes and the announcements, and that's a big what to do in the church as it is. You know what I'm saying? Somebody doing the announcements. It's almost for entertainment as well.
Oh, wow. You know what? That's so true. Hey, I have to make a correction. On MySpace, Spicy Rye's name is her. I guess you say her URL is myspace.com/ SultryJL.
What I'm doing? I'm going. You got your chat room open?
Yes, she's in my chat room. She's in my chat room.
I'm getting ready to click in there now.
Now, for you guys who are listening, TAZ is like my big brother. You know, he and his wife, they brought me in. In fact, my first online radio interview was with TAZP on his other radio show.
On my web show.
Yeah, your web show. Give him that web show.
It's on my website, which is ATAZP.com, and once you get in there, you can find everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So he's definitely doing his thing, and I'm telling you, he gave me my first interview, and so he's giving me, you know, things over time. You know, he's giving me suggestions over time, what to do, what not to do, and everything. So ATAZP. That's his website, .com. You know, so he's definitely a man of God that, and he and his wife have been in my life, so, you know. But I want to get back to some music. I'm going to play a little bit of this music. This is a tune actually from someone I really, really like, and I'm telling you, I try to play good music, music that that people haven't heard of. This particular song is entitled Come to the Altar. This is by Timothy A. Williams. You are listening to the Heart of Love radio show. We'll be right back in a minute after this, and we can talk a little bit more with ATAZP Live. That's T-A-Z. And I know, right? And
get
ladies,
it right.
I know, get it right. You know,
get it right,
G, right? And I'm going to play you guys that clip that he's trying to steal my line, but we'll be right back.
got happening. Make sure you stay in tune. Keep, you know, coming back on my page or go to my website, www.cleojones.com, to see what's going on with me.
Miss Kitty TV Network.
That I've never really done before. As most of you know, I do bring exposure to artists and entrepreneurs. So I have a lot of music artists on my show that I've interviewed. But I heard a rumor that there was a fight going on, a hot fight going on in about a week or so.
Partners in crime.
Happy Sabbath. This is your boy, Don Q Citizen. Got my main man chilling to the right. Brother Saku, you there with me, bro?
What's up, folks? This is Brother Saku calling from Beantown. And Don Q is calling from Atlanta. And you are where you are. Now you are where we are. Because we're all partners in crime.
G-Right and A-G-A-G-P live, baby.
Yo, 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 yo. That was G Wright and TAZ, along with Ron L, on the Grab a Mic remix. Right now, I'm going to go through the line. Because I think I got Greg Wright, G Wright, on the line.
G Wright, get it right.
Z Talk, baby. Z Talk.
What's up? This G Wright from the Heart of Love Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio.
You're already pumping yourself up.
The Mr. Bugs Show.
Check out Peace Be Still's book, for real.
Yeah. You're going to have to get with her. I'm going to have to get with her so I can get you, because you got to read it online.
Oh, okay.
And I think they're developing a website for it, too. And I interviewed her on my ATAZP.com show. But I'm going to do it again on this one. It's been a quick hour, and thank the Lord, no more mistakes here. You know?
It gives my sass when you do it live.
The Blog Talk Radio Urban Committee.
You know what? If you're listening to that, you heard me say my line was, "It's G Wright, get it right." You know, that was my line. That was my original line.
Hey, by the way, we no longer doing things with what is it? I forgot the name. Partners in Crime. But this is a gospel show, and it's easy to be mean. And it's harder to forgive, so I forgive just as easy as it is. They made a mistake on the radio show by talking about another radio member that we were friends with, and I just didn't want to deal with them no more. But it's easy to forgive, and I forgave them, and I'm over with. And I think we should, just let things cool down and be more collective in our minds about our thinking and how we treat people, because the time here on earth is not long. We just need to just wish everybody no harm and just wish everybody happiness. So I'm done with that situation, so we're cool. I'm cool. And also, Cleo Jones, they did the last show on July 27th.
Oh, what's she doing now?
I don't know. I think she's doing something with her music. They're so busy doing the music end of it. You know, her CD was released earlier this year. So I think that's the direction they're going, doing the music thing. Because her husband does all her music as well. And she does positive hip-hop. Positive.
Wow, that's good.
She's against anything that's negative in hip-hop.
That's good. You know, I'd say, first of all, TAZ, I have a caller calling in live. Hold on for 1 second. Oh, I'm not sure she's going to say anything, but I want to read something from someone who is one of my listeners, Spicy Rye. Spicy Rye. Now, her MySpace is myspace.com/ Sultry JL. Spicy?
Yes.
How are you?
Blessing divine favor and cracking up. I'm cracking up right now.
Well,
oh,
you know
my
what?
Goodness.
I know, you know, TAT, he's funny. He's so funny.
I'm not really funny. This is my personality all the time. I like to make people laugh and make people smile, and that's what it's all about, really. I mean, it's easier to smile. It takes energy to be mean, you know?
True. Very true. I do the same thing. Personally, I know where you're coming from. Oh, boy.
And Spicy, I'm going to make sure that I have the... I'm going to have that song for you by the next Tuesday. I'm still looking around for it.
Okay. I'm not in no hurry. I just put it out there. I love you too, Flavor.
Yeah, I love you too. Now,
so,
you know,
go ahead.
I want to ask you, you know, Spicy, you know, I got to ask you this question. I don't know why I didn't ask you because I have to say this. I have to say that, you know, in a second you're going to be on TAZ's show. He's going to have you and Lady Flavor Power on his show. But I want to like next week maybe have you and Lady Flavor interview both of you guys, because you guys are like Batman and Robin. You ladies interact like sisters. So I definitely want to have both of you on the show.
We're poetry sisters.
And I like to read some of your poetry too, Spicy. And Lady Flavor, I mean, I am so into anybody that does the arts, and you can ask G. Wright, anybody that has something to say with art, I am so into it for real.
Well, listen, to this. I'm sure she can say something off the top of her head, but I would like to read something. Is that okay, Spicy Rye?
Yes, it's Spicy Rye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spicy Rye. Oh, my bad. I apologize.
It's okay.
I'm just calling you Spicy. How about that?
They all do.
Okay. This is, now, I like this. You wrote this November the 6th, last year, 2007, and it's entitled My Faithful, and it was dedicated to The Last Moan. This is by Spicy. My children, in your efforts to show you how you care for yourselves and others, should be that reflection that I have shown you in my passing. I know that many times that people do things that disappoint you, but I've given you the mercy and grace that you have asked me for. Being that I have shed my blood in hopes that you would believe in my word, you asked me time after time, how do I show faith if I cannot see you? To believe in something other than someone says, or that of a higher power. I give my blessed, faithful children that choice. I find myself to be blessed because I have had a hand in creating you. You, my child, who smiles from the depth of your heart, did you know that was me shining through? On the days that this happens, that is my loving spirit upon your face. A spirit of caring and sincerity. Those feelings that we speak of come out when those that you deeply care for come out. So the next time you feel that my faithful children are goofy, look me up. That was
good.
Nice. That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that, Spicy.
Yes.
I like that. Now I'm gonna put someone up. I'm gonna put someone up who's listening right now, and you know, she likes to stay in the background. So I'm gonna see if she goes. We're gonna see if she's gonna say something.
Lady
Flavor. Are you there, Lady Flavor? I don't think Lady Flavor is saying anything today. I think she put her phone on mute.
She didn't have a mic.
Oh, she didn't have a mic. Oh, my bad. Okay, I apologize for doing that to Lady Flavor. You guys got to forgive me. I just didn't put Lady Flavor on the spot like that. But she doesn't have a mic. But she's listening in. She's laughing right now.
I know. I see a, the chat and she's cracking
oh, yeah.
up.
Oh, yeah. If you're listening, I'm G. Wright. We have T-A-Z, my mentor, big brother, and we also have Spicy on the line as well, you know. And you know, so this is definitely a great day. Definitely a great day. You know, T-A-Z.
Yes, sir.
You interview so many different people on your show.
Like, man, it's like two every week. I've been doing it for about, what, 5-6 months. So it's been crazy, man. I've been getting in contact with a lot of people that do music. And, of course, I had another show on my website for 5 years before Blog Talk even came out. So I already had connections already, you see what I'm saying? And we used to do it, I used to record it and then record it and then put it on my website. So it wasn't live, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, Spice Wright, you're definitely doing your thing in that porch. That's nice.
Thank you.
I'm glad you said it, you know, because it's all about us helping each other, you know, put out the different things that God has blessed us with. And, you know, T-A-Z blesses people through his music and his program. And I tell you, he creates so many beats, so much music. It's a lot.
And don't forget about me writing novels too, G. Right?
Oh, I forgot T.A.Z. is also a writer. He's also a writer, and he has a lot of great things in store that's coming out. So, you know, he's definitely doing his thing. He's definitely doing his thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a book. I have poems on a computer, and I have some on Sophie that I'm trying to get a book together. And so, like, she in we make full certain rooms. So this my hangout partner. This my hangout partner at Lady Flavor.
Okay.
Oh wow. You know
what? What I'll do is I want you to look up. I'm going to put it in the chat room. It's marklacy.com. He's one of my friends, and G. Wright met him at my house party, which I have once a year, and
what's
we perform. His name is Mark Lacy.
I have him on my page.
Okay, he's one of my friends, personal friends, and he can help you as well getting that book together because, you know, he does poetry. He's done his second book already, and he's out, promoting his books as well and performing spoken word, too. And he's done it at my house, a couple of house parties, and we're just close friends, good brothers. So I met him at for sisters only, like a black expo down here in Atlanta. And I met him there, and we've been friends ever since. And that's been like 3-4 years ago.
And I tell you, ladies, I'm definitely getting cooked up with T-A-Z is definitely a positive thing. You will not find anyone who will help you as much as he and his wife will help you. They're definitely good people.
Yeah, I try. That's the thing, man. You know, back in the days, people wanted to help one another. And I don't know how it is now. A lot of people are for self, you know, and that's not the way it should be. You should be able to help everybody. Who knows when you're going to need that person later on, you know?
That's true. You guys, I want y'all to hang on the line. Don't hang up just yet. I'm going to play something else. And we're going to come back. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright. I have on the line A-T-A-Z. I'm trying to give his website. T-A-Z.
Thank you.
And Spicy Ree. And in the chat room, we have Lady Flavor. She sends her love. And you guys, the song that's coming up is His Love Never Ends. This is from my CD that's out right now. Sit back, and relax. And if you'd like to call in, if you have a question for either one of us, the number is 646-595-4311. You guys enjoyed that. That was His Love Never Ends. That is from my upcoming CD that's out right now. You can check it out on CD Baby. It's at cdbaby.com/CD/GWrite2. You can also get it from my website. My official website is GWriteOnline.com. And I want to encourage you that if you have a topic that you'd like me to discuss, send me an email to gwriteonline@yahoo.com. Also,
Lady Flavor is asking you to sing right now online. Acapulco.
What do you say?
Acapulco.
Okay. I'm gonna sing. A little bit of consecrated for you.
Okay. Acapulco.
Okay. Take my life. Let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans. Let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. for you. That's a little bit. That was especially for a lady flavor.
Good job, dog.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And for Spicy Ree.
Brother, I think this song I listened to my face and I commented to you. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, just say a prayer for me right now. I'm like in transition, you know, so, you know, it takes a lot of work to promote the music. So, you know, I'm definitely in need of some money, money, money. But we all know that God is able to do all things, you know, that.
Yes.
And with him, all things are possible.
Yes. That's so true.
And it's amazing, you know, we put out this music and it's like we have to also not only sing it, we have to also live it and believe it ourselves. So I can just say that God is definitely working things out. And you, for you guys, for you ladies don't know, but TAZ and I, we already have, he's doing the music. He's done the music for my second CD, and it is off the chain.
Thank you, man.
Now let me tell you, I have so many people asking me, well, I say my close friends who have heard it, those who are around me, if they hear it, I'm like, have you listened to my next tracks for my new CD? So just say a prayer for us. You know, TAZ, he produces so many different artists, and he himself also is an artist as well. So so I'm glad that God put us together, and I have the tracks for the second CD. And
and we need to be working on the third CD.
I know.
You already got the words for all the tracks, right?
I have the words.
Okay.
I have the words. I might just have to put a couple things here and there, but I basically all the songs. Let me tell you guys, for those who are listening, as soon as I got the tracks, I was like, wait a second, this is bad. You know, I'm up here in the car, sitting in the car, just writing it. It was just coming, just coming, just coming. So we're going to be going to studio to do that. So just please, just now let me tell you about TAZ. TAZ, he can sing. He thinks he can't sing, but he's more of a rapper.
I can recite something that I just wrote, that gospel song Speed.
Do that.
Read a couple of lines of that. Running them streets will get you popped. Sent to jail, now you have to stop. Living that life ain't good for you, see. In the joint, you want to smoke a Lucy? Can't see sunlight time of day. So this is cool, that's the way they say. Looking at your family behind the glass. Are you doing okay is what they ask. Is this the life you want to lead? Need to drive slow, but you want speed. Did your time, now you feeling free. Need to go to church, be on one knee. Friends scoop you up, take your places. Drugs in the club, women with laces. Dressed to a T, making power moves. Stay undefeated and never lose. Because if you go back, then that's the end. Residence set up in the state pen. Feel me now when you roll that dice. A grand in your hand sure feels nice. Is this the life you want to lead? Need to drive slow, but you want speed.
Yeah, and that's just a little bit, guys. I'm telling you, the one thing about TAZ, he keeps it real.
Real to the very end.
Real to the very end, y'all. Real to the very end. So I gotta say, I'm blessed to have you guys on the show today.
Listen, that's why I'm known as Spicy, because I keep it real. Got to keep it real. I'm real 24/7, 365 days with others, including myself. Because a lot of times, they can be real, their friends and family, but when it comes to themselves, they like to sugarcoat it. I don't.
Well,
I treat all the way around, because I know what I just I dish out in good favor, somebody can do more, but I know it's coming back to me good.
That's it. You know, I think people want to hear music. They want to hear things that are relevant, things that really they really face. I think people want to really things that can really touch the heart and speak to where they are right now.
Right. And that's the only way to be and to touch people is to be real and to be honest in everything that you do. And that way you have no regrets. You know what I'm saying?
The thing about it is that we do have struggles. We will have struggles, but God's given us grace. You know, but real quickly, Lady Flavor, she said that we need to get with Jovan Roseboro, Jovan Roseboro, author of The Only One That Can Stop Me Is Me. And she said he's in Atlanta. But we have 1 minute left, about 56 seconds. And let me tell you guys, for you don't know, TAZ knows whoever show he's on, he knows when the show is going to end to the second, to T. So I know he's about to say something, but I want to say I know. I appreciate you guys for tuning in to the Heart of Love Radio Show. We will be coming to you, back to you again next week, Tuesday and Thursday. I'm going to have some special guests, and I'll read another poem from Ms. Spicy Ree. I'm going to send a shout-out to Spicy Ree, to Lady Flavor, to TAZ, and to all those who are listening. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Check TAZ out tonight. At what time, T?
9 o'clock. I got 2 hours of just different all kind of music, R&B, soul, rap, gospel, jazz, and I'll be playing it for 2 hours from 9 till 11, and that's ATAZP Live right here on Blog Talk, baby. Love you, G. Wright, Lady Flavor, Spicy. Y'all take care, and I will be getting up with y'all.
Hey, we love you, too. I love all you guys for listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. You know, it wouldn't be the same without you. I appreciate your input. Send me some more poems, Spicy. And you might have to have a minute with Spicy once in a while. With Spicy, I'll feature your poems and things like that. And Lady Flavor, you know, we love you. Thank you for your support. I'm going to leave you guys with this, you know. And this is a song right now coming from CeCe Winans. And this song is entitled Waging War. God bless you guys.
Marie and I.